Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
It's a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast around the world, global, as well as in your car, in your home, in your office, each and every week, bringing the best and the brightest of the thought leaders who will help you to do more, be more, and achieve more. Today, we're going to talk about how you can become powerful, how you can become powerful in every part of your life, and particularly If you're a woman, how to really grow your power so that you can achieve higher and achieve greater in your life. Well, you know, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me. I can't refuse it. I did not seek it. No, I did not choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account. If I abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to be with you today. I'm grateful for this time that we can share ideas to help you grow and go to the next level. Well, you know, I start with that minute, God's Minute by Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays, who was Martin Luther King Jr.'s mentor. And then I take a moment after that minute to give God some glory, to thank him for life and strength and health. I thank him for being able to do this and the opportunities he has given me. So I take a moment every week to give God some glory, to thank him for life and strength, health, friends. And I remember that I was a guy who was a broke, busted nightclub singer, but through grace and faith and mercy and work, faith without works is dead, then I was able to start a different career, a speaking career and a publishing career and a radio career. You remember, God's gift to you is life. Your gift to God is what you do with your life. So do something extraordinary with it. And then I am grateful for our sponsor, Truist Bank. Truist Bank is an incredible bank. They have done so much for people in communities around this country, and they're helping people get homes. I'm so excited about that. We're going to talk more about that as we go through the show. But when you start with care, which they started with, the bank was built from two great banks, BB&T and SunTrust came together, and they said, we're going to build this bank starting with a foundational principle, care. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank, Truist Bank. And then I want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you, each and every one of you, wherever you are, whether you're listening on the radio, whether you're listening on the podcast, or whether you're getting it via a new platform. We're now going to start rolling out the video version of this and a video podcast. And whichever way you're getting this, I am thankful because you have made it the number one self-help show in America, and you have made it one of the top 5% of downloads in the world, and you have told your friends, your family members, your coworkers, this guy don't talk about politics. He doesn't talk about pop culture. He don't talk about who said something about somebody else. He only focuses on wealthy ways, making sure you're healthy, wealthy, wise, and you're on your way to living the best life possible. So thank you, each and every one of you, for sharing this. Continue to do so, please. My guest today is one of my dear friends. Oh my goodness, I got a woman who is a dynamo. She's a dynamo. It's simple. It's true. And when I tell people this woman, they say, really? Oh my gosh, you got to know this woman. This woman will change your life because she has changed so many people's lives around the country and around the world. She is a leadership expert, a leadership speaker, a best-selling author, award-winning businesswoman, is an advisor to U.S. presidents, their task force, as well as Fortune 500 executives. To be effective in engaging their people and stakeholders, she educates leaders, businesswomen on influencing, impacting, and inspiring others to increase profits. Oh, I like that. Profits, productivity, and positivity. She coaches women, CEOs, admirals, generals, college presidents, and entrepreneurs on influence, impact, and presentation skills and how to win more. Her expertise is on women leadership and women in business. She's the founder of Power Women Worldwide. Her newest book is called Call to Lead: Success Strategies for Women. And she also has other books. There's another book she's going to tell you about that I love, Kick Your Own Butt. Oh, I love that. And her name is simply Pegeen. Oh, yeah, Pegeen. You know, Oprah had one name, Madonna, Beyonce, Shakira. Well, she got one name. And she is that popular in the marketplace that she can do it with one name, Pegeen, P-E-G-I-N-E, Pegeen. Pegeen, thank you for being on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show.
I am so excited to be here, be with you. You know, we know that we have a history of having our breakfasts. When we start talking, everything starts elevating. Everything starts going. The enthusiasm, the clarity, the knowing of the wealthy ways is so exciting. And I'm thrilled to be here. I'm just so excited to be able to share my insights, experience, you know, life, right? The life that we have had to grow with, become yes. powerful with, yes. shift and change our perspective of who we are so we can be that wealthy, loving, caring, abundant, prosperous, joyous, vivacious, invigorating, influential person.
Oh, that's why I love Pegeen. I love Pegeen. And she's always dynamite. And if you see the picture, she's always a fashion statement. And then she has this hairdo that is unbelievable. Okay, now let's talk about where you came from. Where did Pegeen come from? And how did you get to be who you are?
Great question. So where I came from, I am a Bronx-born babe. Mm. And basically it comes down to this. Alcoholic dad, mom who was beaten and abused until she found her power. Sister died of an overdose. She was a junkie.
Wow.
And she was the local prostitute. And I was basically an angry kid. My mom began to find her own inner power, and she actually kicked my dad out. She got divorced. One day he broke down the door. Police came and I saw the police throw him down the floor. And I said, you know, let him go. Stop. At 8 years old. So that was where I began. By the time I was 13, I was very, very angry. I was an angry kid. I didn't know how to deal with the emotions that I had. I knew I was never, there was no way I was ever going to be like my sister ever. It was never going to happen. So I actually became became known in the community as La Loca, which is the crazy one, because you learn in the Bronx, you learn growing up that if you're going to junior high school and high school, which it would have these big, big buildings that you're in, you learn how to avoid being picked on. Mm-hmm. And it's two ways. The first way is you walk up the platform, you get to the platform of the, you know, the stairs going up, and you get on that platform and you turn around and you go, come on, bring it on, come on. And then, but you can't do that every day, because if you do that every day, somebody's going to call you out. So then the next day you go up the stairs and you go, turn around and you go, the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar. And then that girl is whacked. She is crazy. So I had built a reputation of, you know, don't mess with me.
Yes.
When I was at the same time, my mom was very nervous that I was going to get involved with the wrong crowd, which I was. I got involved with the girls gang. She signed me up for Girl Scouts.
Mm.
And you talk about divine intervention. Willie, you're going to love this. Divine intervention was the day my mom called Girl Scouts. This woman from Wall Street, Mrs. B, called the Girl Scouts and said, I want the toughest girls you have. I don't want nice girls. I want tough girls. And she signed up to be a Girl Scout leader. Well, three women had called them for their girls. And it was me, Denise, and Barbara. We were in three different gangs. We showed up with our gang jackets. And Mrs. B took us on a two-year journey of really learning what is our power. She would say, you think you're so tough. You're not so tough. And she would take us downtown into Wall Street every Wednesday. And she'd stop professional women on the street and say, how did you get that? And, you know, we were like, had our jackets on. And we thought this woman was crazy. We thought she was whacked. She yeah. really did. But she changed my life. And at 17, wow. I decided to leave the gang. By 17 and a half, I was living. I left the country because I thought I was so important in the gang. I had to leave the country. I couldn't go to Washington, D.C. or Florida because, you know, I was important. I went to Spain and I had $1,000, which I found and paid back. Did you get that, Willie?
I heard. I found and paid back.
And so I ran out of money in Spain, and I had been a paraprofessional in nursery schools. That was my part-time job. So I decided, I went to so many interviews and nobody would hire me because I couldn't speak Spanish. Mm. And finally, I switched my...
Hispanic, but couldn't I speak Spanish?
Yeah, because my mom didn't want me to suffer the way she suffered in school.
Ah, okay.
She didn't want us to suffer in the same way. Now, I spoke enough Spanish because of my grandmother, but it was like, can you eat something? Do you want money? Both of which I could say, sí, I want the food and I want the money.
Right.
I didn't know how to speak Spanish. Honestly, I was hurting and I just said to God, you have to show me the way.
Yes.
I went to an interview and I walked in. Now this was a street smart. I was such a street smart 17 and a half year old, 18 year old kid. And I said to the director, I'm not looking for a job. I'm looking for an investor. I want to open the first bilingual nursery school.
Wow.
My mom had been a bilingual Head Start founder in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, this man Pedro just came in. I'm going to hook you up. So Pedro Bautista, who was 32 at the time and had money, invested in Piggin's nursery school. And 3 years later, we had three nursery schools serving Coca-Cola, Ford, and I ended up selling it at a profit, returned to the States. And that was my change. That was like the shift of realizing I had this inner power. I had this blessing. I had this, I embrace fearlessness. And if I don't confidently believe in myself, nobody will.
Wow. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about, folks, how she can help you, because now that's what she does with organizations, Fortune 500 corporations, presidential teams with generals, admirals all over the world. She helps them, and particularly women, find their inner power. I want her today to teach you what she teaches organizations about finding your inner power. It's going to take power to help you get to where you want to go. Power for you to become the best version of you. Power to help you to grow your wealth, health, and wisdom. Power. This woman is on fire. She is incredible. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to come back right after this break with my special guest, Piggin, and she's going to help you get some power. Get your pens and pencils, your iPads and note-taking apparatus out, because she's going to give you some good ideas to help you grow. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent. You can call on me.
When you need me,
call me. You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
You can call,
and call me.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindsetpodcast.
This is Dr. Willie Jolly, host of the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show. The smart first step to buying a home is knowing how much you can afford. A Truist mortgage professional can help you understand that in just a few minutes. Connecting with a lender first helps you to be more confident in your search. Truist offers loans that can help you become a homeowner with a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage. Truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, to get a sample mortgage payment using their calculator, and find resources to help you buy a home. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship in place can help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast around the world, around the globe. And I'm excited that now we get to give you resources in so many different ways, because we want to help you to be more, do more, achieve more. Whether it's my daily 1 minute messages you can get as a matter of just signing up on my website, winwithwilly.com. In fact, go to wjwow.com, wjwow.com. You get some free downloads and some free resources. WJWOW, you can sign up for the newsletter. You get some books, digital books. You get some audios, some videos, some things that will help you grow. So WJWOW. But then my greater website is winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com. Go and check it out. We got my marriage site, my youth motivation site, my if you want to be a speaker site, my business site, my personal development site, my faith-based site, all of those at winwithwilly.com. You'll be glad you did. My special guest. My special guest today, her name is Pegeen. She just goes by Pegeen, P-E-G-I-N-E. And she is well known in corporate offices, corporate organizations around the world for her power that she helps to grow their people, grow their profits, grow their productivity. I'm so glad I'm able to have her as a friend. We're both members of the National Speakers Association, and I'm so glad she comes into a room at the Speakers Association. Everybody knows she's there because she's always bright and buoyant. And so I'm glad. Well, she came out of Bronx, New York. She was a former gang member, came up in an abusive home, but she went to Spain on borrowed money that she did pay back. The person who got it borrowed from might not have known it was being borrowed. But she paid it back, and now she's paying forward all the blessings she helps others with. Well, now, Pegeen, you have a number of books that are bestsellers. One that I love is Kick Your Own Butt. And then you have one for women. Tell us about what you tell organizations, what you do as you go into these corporate markets and corporate offices to help people to grow.
So there's a couple of things that are so important that people have to know. You got to break out of who you think you're supposed to be so you can become who you were meant to be.
Oh, say that again. So you got to
break out who you're supposed to be, right? What others tell you you're supposed to become who you were meant to be.
Who you were born to be. Your best version of you, and not something that you put together because of what the folks told you you needed to do.
Absolutely. And it's an ongoing process, because every time you discover this most magnificent self of you, there's another most magnificent you that's showing up. So this is what longevity gives you. This is what the self-discovery gives you. This is what investing in yourself. Now, here's a couple of things that I want to make sure when I'm working with people. I worked for years and years with the military. And when I worked with the military, when they're first learning, they have lots of chants and mantras, right? They march and they have, cadence 1, 2, 3, 4, we're going to make it, all these little chants. And I realized, if I'm going to change myself, and I've always sung, just like you've sung, from the time I was little, I would sing, especially when I was going to school. I just want to be somebody else, and I want to be somebody who I knew I was. So I used to take the song, Yankee Doodle Went to Town Riding on His Pony, that song, and I would sing going to junior high school. I go, Yankee Doodle, I am really awesome, and I know that I am grateful. I can make things happen for me. I am really able. I can do it. Yes, I can. And I would make these songs. Now, you all have to know, yes, I'm a little bit different. Yes, I'm a little bit different. But I will tell you, I learned, and I teach it to women now, and I teach it to groups. Having a mantra, having your own song, having a way to remind you who you are. So here's the thing. I teach women, be bold, be brave, be seen, be heard, and be paid well.
So come on, somebody. Oh, do that one again. Do that again.
Be bold, be brave, be seen, be heard, be paid well. See, when you know that you deserve to be paid well, then you get paid well. It's when you don't deserve, when you think that you don't deserve it, you're not smart enough, you're not capable enough, then you've got a challenge. I'll give you an example.
Yes.
So we have some young kids watching, and I speak to a lot of Hispanic organizations. My family Hispanic. The last name is Echevarria, that nobody could pronounce.
Right.
So I teach them, right? The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, the Nina, the Pinta, and Echevarria. Because otherwise, forget about it. They can never say it. Just go by Piguin.
Right.
But I used to teach kids, if you're working at McDonald's and you can speak a second language, whether it's Haitian, whether it's French Creole, whether it's Spanish, whether it's whatever the language is, and you say to someone coming up, they're looking at the menu, and you can clearly see that they don't know, they can't read English, they don't know what they want. If you said in Spanish, ¿Quieres una hamburguesa y fritas? They go, oh, yes, I want a hamburger and French fries, right? Now, that's a sale that was made that wouldn't have been made.
Wow.
That's a level of service you provided that nobody else could. Well, did you go tell your boss about it? Have you shown your boss how you have increased your value for them?
Right.
Have you educated them how you have used your language skills to improve their business? The same thing goes in, if you work here, senior executive, a high level executive, if you're not communicating what you're bringing to the table, communicating your value, communicating what you've done, how will anybody ever know?
Right. That's right. That's right.
Willie, you and I know one thing. Here's the bottom line, everybody. Nobody can read your mind.
Right. That's right.
So you have to speak up. And I tell people, yes, we love those princess stories of the fairy godmother coming to you. You are your fairy godmother. You are the one that sprinkles dust on you. So here's a couple of mantras, right? I'm feisty, I'm fearless, I'm focused, I'm fun. I'm feisty, I'm fearless, I'm focused, I'm fun. You imagine you walking down the hallway in your business. You're about to do a presentation and you're saying that to yourself, whew, you are elevating yourself to a whole nother level.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So there's a point there I want to make sure I don't run by. Value, how you can thought to improve your value in the marketplace, and how you can thought to use all your skills to improve your value. And many people play down their skills. They play down the things that they don't think are important, but others would be impressed or would be inspired or be impacted by, and use all your stuff. Learn that you've got different skill sets, and where you are strong, use it, and where you're weak, develop it. And so I just think that's that's so valuable to the listener, that we must all be thinking about how can we improve our value on an ongoing basis.
So one of my programs is called Communicate Your Value. And if I can, I'll do a really quick, what if you're in the car, if you're listening, just think of the word value, V-A-L-U-E. And here's the bottom line, how you start it. V is visibility.
Amen.
What do you visibly do? In other words, how many emails do you have coming into your inbox in a day? 500, 200, 20? Multiply that by 360 days. Have you ever told your boss, I receive 3,222 emails a day a year that I answer to improve our services?
Wow.
I just gave a quantifiable number to my boss of what I do on a daily basis. Maybe you're the receptionist in an office. I receive 300 calls a day that I filter to 300 times 300 days a year. I now have done 5,000 calls on behalf of the company, being my highest best. So that's a wow. Visible activity.
Visible. Visibility. Okay.
A is attitude.
Yes.
Now, what's the attitude that you bring to your organization? Yes, Willie and I are peppy, we're energetic and all that, but maybe you're a devil's advocate. Maybe you're the one that's always looking at the problems. Everybody gets confused about you. Why are you always talking about the problems? Why are you always talking about the problems? In your mind, you're bringing the problems because if nobody talks about the problems, then we can't have a solution. If you're not seeing the problem, we can't provide a solution. So I am in service by being a devil's advocate. I'm in service, but you never tell anybody that.
Right.
You never tell why that's your attitude. You have to communicate what is the attitude. What are you bringing to the table? Listen, smiles and happiness and enthusiasm are great, but so is serious and focused and mission focused and clear. But you have to tell people that's part of the attitude you bring to the organization. Excellent. L is leverage.
Yeah.
Who do you know that knows you well enough to help you out? Let me tell you the best secret leverage anybody can say in a company and organization. If you know the IT guys, when your computer goes down because you've been bringing them muffins every so often, you can call Chuck, the IT guy, and say, Chuck, it's an emergency. Can you come in? Our computers are down. Now, you're supposed to follow protocol. You're supposed to follow all this, but you've been bringing muffins. Guess what happens? Chuck comes to you. IT man. I'm going to help you, Piggin. You bring me muffins. Who's the hero now? That's
Amen.
Leverage.
Yes.
That's leveraging. You've got to talk about it. User resources. If you've been taking college classes using the benefits of your organization, have you ever written a thank you note to your boss and your boss's boss? Thank you for the benefit of these college opportunity.
Wow.
I wouldn't have got. Have you ever let them know how you use the resources that the company provides you?
Wow.
Do you go to the gym? Have you improved your health? Have you ever written a thank you note to the CEO? Thank you so much for the benefit of having a gym.
Right.
You've got to communicate the resources. And then the last is evolve. Let me tell you, we're all going to change. That's what aging is. But you better evolve into a better self.
Yes.
So where are you today and where are you going to be 6 months from now? 6 months from now to a year from now. How are you communicating how you're evolving? And that's how you communicate your value.
Woo, that's good. That's good. That's good. I love it. Value. Woo, I love it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break for station identification. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show with my guest, Piggin. We'll be right back after this quick break for station identification. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast around the world, around the globe. I have my special guest, my friend Pete Geen, as my special guest. And we're going to come back to her because she got so much information. I told you you're going to need a pen and a pencil or a way to take some notes. Before we come back to Pete Geen, I want to take a moment to again shout out our sponsor, Truist Bank. Truist Bank is a bank that is committed to helping people to get more homes and get their homes at a low down payment. The best way to find out if you qualify for a low down payment loan is to talk with a Truist mortgage professional. Visit truist.com/mortgage. truist.com/mortgage to see current rates, get a sample mortgage payment using their calculator that they have available for you, and then find resources to help you buy a home. And you can do that right now. Just go to truist.com/mortgage. Talk to a Truist mortgage professional about your loan options. Having that relationship, if Pagin talked about relationship, having that relationship in place can help you find the best financing options available to you. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Truist Bank. Well, my special guest is Pagin, P-E-G-I-N-E. She is a dynamo. Y'all have heard that already who have already been listening. And those who are just joining us maybe are saying, who is he talking to? Pagin is her name. She's known around the world in corporate suites. She's known by the CEOs. She's known by the generals, the admirals, because she's been helping them to increase productivity, performance, and for companies to increase profits. And she's helping a lot of people. And she specifically helps women to become more powerful in their process of becoming the best versions of themselves. She has started, she's the founder of Power Women, and she is dynamite. She'll help you, whether you're a man or a woman. But I want you to talk about your books, Pagin. You got two, you got a number of books, but you got two that really caught my attention. One is Kick Your Own Butt. I love that. And then there's a book about how to help women to grow their success. Tell us about them.
So Kick Your Own Butt is now over 20 years. And oh, like, you know, we're having a new edition coming out. So Kick Your Own Butt came from this. Only you can kick your own butt. Nobody else can. And, you know, we can say, oh, my mom made me do, my dad made me do, my boss made me do. But you are the one who did it. And you are the one that's going to inspire you. You are the one that's going to do it. I say it this, and I talk about it a lot in the book. So it's tips, tricks, quotes. These are all situations I have personally lived with, you know, managing the kid, rushing them off to school, trying to get everything done, having to get to work at time, feeling like I'm juggling. How do I manage the family? But this is an easy read. It's such an easy read. Let me tell you something. I made this book to fit in your back pocket. Wow. I literally made this book. So I call it the bathroom book because, yes, you know, women, we don't have, and men, right? We don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So this is a book that you take in a quick second, and you can, there are triads. You'll have a little story. You have triads that you could practice. You have things that I've made from pure experience, like, for instance, kick butt actions. Ask questions to challenge your beliefs about situations that seem not fair at the time and the roles you cast yourself in as a result.
Mm.
We do that a lot. We throw ourselves in a role and we say it's not fair, but we are the ones who let it happen. We are the ones, and we can find our power. And the way to do that, and I teach about it in this book, is you've got to mother yourself, make yourself the mother that you always wish you had.
Mm.
My mother was one tough cookie until she got very, very old and, you know, got a little bit of mental challenge. She was in, got really sick. And we laughed because suddenly that last 7 years of my life, she was just loving on me. I'm so proud of you. I never heard that my whole entire life. And we would laugh like, who are you? I'll take this new mother. That's good. But it also taught me over time, I'm my own personal champion and I had to do it. So sometimes you need to kick your own butt. It's really about taking yourself and being your own butt kicker.
Wow. And making it, and you do this on a daily basis, because there are principles in this book that I read the book. There's principles in it that you stay on to say, don't get down. Don't give up. Don't give, throw in a towel, kick your butt. Let's get going and get going and get growing. Where can they get the books or any resources?
Resources. They could go to amazon.com. They could go to piggin.com. We have all my books there. We have, and you can get for free, my newest book, which is The 50 Success Secrets of Feisty, Fearless, Focused Females.
Say that again.
So you could go to my website at piggin.com to get 50 Success Secrets of Feisty, Fearless, Focused Females.
Wow.
And it's all about unleashing your inner power, embracing your fearlessness, and lead with confidence. Let me tell you,
that's free on your website?
That's free. That's free.
F-R-E-E. Oh my goodness. You can't beat that.
F-R-E-E. This was based on, I collected over the years so many pieces of content that I know work. Mm-hmm. I was in a big military presentation with generals and admirals, and it was this big, you know, how do we recruit women? And this female admiral came up to me and she said, I have your book, Kick Your Own Butt. She said, this book helped me so much. I'm an admiral because of this book.
Wow. Wow.
That she took it on ships. It inspired her. It motivated her. For 4 years in a row, it's been one of the top books for women in HR. We've sold thousands and thousands of this little itty bitty book that just says, you can do this. You can do this. And the 50 Success Secrets of Feisty, Fearless Females gives you real tips that you could use right now to unleash your inner power. Your inner power is everything you tell yourself, and you stop telling yourself you're not good enough. Cut that crap out. Sorry, Dr. Willie Jolly. But
that's all right. Tell the truth.
It's about saying, I can. I am. I am amazing. I am powerful. I am incredible. My daughter just had a baby, Maya. And Maya is now 6 months old. It's amazing when we look at her to know each one of us was that baby. We were magnificent. We were brought us in this world with this, the cuteness, the beauty, the all of that. We are that now. Have you told yourself lately, I love me.
Wow.
I love who I am.
I love that.
What I do. I say, look in that mirror when you're nude. Why are you looking in? When you look in that mirror after you get a shower, why are you putting yourself down because you have maybe not tight skin? Man, those are urn rolls. Urn rolls. You look at your face, every line, every moment that you have, it is earned. You are the one that can be so magnificent. People look at me And you know, Willie, because you've known me for years,
right?
How my hair was. I used to spend so much time hating my hair.
Yes.
Until I actually shaved my head during COVID.
Right.
And I discovered, instead of this hair dye that I had been putting on for years, I discovered this most magnificent white hair that, and
it
I was in
magnificent.
A
for those on the radio, you got to see this hair that she has is dynamic, and it only is Pagin. You got to see it. The color, the style, the way she, oh, it's fantastic.
It's as though I was given a crown.
Wow.
Now here's the difference. Did my hair really change? No. I figured out that I'm my queen.
Yeah.
I am the queen of my world. I'm the queen of my universe. Now, here's the thing. That doesn't mean that I am absolutely grateful for the energy, the source, the greatest source that is in this magnificent universe of saying there's a sky, there's a moon, there are stars that love me with everything.
Yes.
I am a child of God. You are a child of God. And so why wouldn't we? Well, I'm going to change it. How dare we not love us with the same love that the universe has for us?
How I love it.
We not see the truth of our blessings and our gifts? I mean, if you all would just, as you're driving, if you all, if you would take your fingers and just scratch your head, do you ever say thank you? I've met amputees that are grateful that they have the ability to scratch their heads. Aren't you grateful that we have that? If I said to you, Bill, so Willie, would you do me a favor and go, ah, would you just do that right now?
Yeah.
But here's how awesome that we have a voice to share, to inspire, to inspire, to impact, to influence people. That's where we start with our power, by recognizing
My wife loves Pagin. She loves her style. You know, my wife is a fashionista. She always got, you know, she's a stylish. She's very focused on being. And she says, I love Pagin. Pagin always brings it. She's always original. She is confident. That's the word, I think. The confidence. When you walk in a room, there's a confidence, and you stand out because of the hair, because of the way you dressed, because of your glasses, because of your style, and you wear it so much with such grace and excitement. And so how did you get this power in you? And what do you tell others that here's how you've thought to change your life? If you're feeling like you're not all you can be, what do you tell them to do?
Oh, I am going to share the story. So let me tell you, when I came back from Spain, I was invited to a party that my aunt was a secretary to big, big important person. And we were invited to this party, and I was wearing literally fry boots, a peasant skirt. I had long hair, and I was holding up the wall, right? There was all this networking. I was holding up the wall. My mom and my aunt came to me and said, stop that. Stop that. You've got to play baseball. We're like, I don't know what you're talking about. She said, you've got to work the baseball. And I'm going to give everybody, this is a networking tip, a way for me to walk into a room that I have used forever. So here it is. One, no matter where you go in an event, you choose to be the host. Act like the host. If they came into your house, you would say, hey, Willie, did you get something to eat? Did you get something to drink? Hey, Willie, what brought you here? That's what we would do as a host.
Wow.
Right?
This is powerful. Because, you know, some people, I got to stop and delve in here a little bit. Because my wife's an introvert, man. I'm an extrovert. So I'm great in a room. You know, that's because I love people. My wife is exactly someone who has done what you're talking about now. She has learned to network, to work the room. I love this. I want to get all pieces. So we're going to put you on, folks, a cliffhanger. We're going to come right back, because she got more parts to this, how to play baseball. We're going to come right back with more from Pagin. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is still yet to come. We'll be right back.
since I met you. All that's changed in the blink of an eye. Now all my heart wants to do is fly.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and will help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there, and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show with my special guest, Pegeen. And she's telling you how to win. If you need help in becoming more proactive, if you need help in becoming more out front and using all your gifts, she tells you how to get power. You were telling us your mom told you to play baseball. And one of the secrets is act like the host of the party.
Act like the host. Wow. And there's tips that you can do. So wherever you go, you pick up the informational brochure. You always know where the bathroom is. You always know where the food is, and you know where the drink is. Okay. Now you're the host. You are already set. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. Yes. Then you take the room, and baseball has home plate, first base, second base, third place, and you run back to home. That's a home run.
Right.
Your job is to run the bases twice.
Wow.
So you go to the first base. Now you are on mission. I need to go. I walk in the store. I'm going on mission. I'm going to first base. You act with such integrity because you're going to first base. You get to first base and you say, hi, how are you? My name is Bubba. How are you? They say, good. Do you have food and drink? Oh, no, I haven't gotten. Oh, the great food over here. I'm going to make sure I'm going to come back to you because I'm going to greet other people, but I'm going to come back to make sure you have some food. Is that okay with you? Yeah. What brought you here? Well, I came here because, you know, my boss said I had to come and meet people. Great. So if you're still on here, when I come back, I'll drag you to meet somebody else. Now, what base do I go to next, Willie?
Second base.
Second base. I'm now on mission to second base and I'm going to do the same thing. Then I go to mission to third base and then I get home and I go, okay, I'm home. Can I have something to drink now? When you go run it first time, you'd have something to drink. You can't have anything to drink before that.
Okay.
Now you go back to first base. Who do you think you're going to find over there?
That woman you or the person you were.
So now I'm saying, all right, I see you here. You're still here. Come on. I want to introduce you and you go to third base and you introduce her to anybody in second base. I mean, you go to second base and you introduce her to anybody.
Yes.
You are creating an energetic movement at that point.
Wow.
When you do that the second time, what happens is you've created energy in the room by your movement of going first, second, third, home, first, second, third. It's like you created a cyclone.
Wow.
And this is what people do. They go, who are you? You didn't say who you are in any of the introductions. Wow. You were in service.
Wow.
And when you're in service.
This is such a good networking tip, particularly for people who might not be extroverts or people who might not feel comfortable. This is a great tool. I am so impressed with this. Go ahead, Brigitte. Throw it at them, Brigitte.
Here's the thing. So you do this, and here's why this works. When you know you're going to the first place, you're going on mission.
Yes.
You're not going like, I don't know who to talk to. Or no. That doesn't matter. You're going to first base. Who's ever standing at first base, that's who you're going to meet.
Wow.
Now, the other thing I'm going to tell you is one of the magical tools, the magic, smile.
Amen. Come on, somebody.
You got to smile. The older you get, the more gravity has pulled down your smile.
Right, right.
So I'm telling you, I go into meetings, I take a pen and I write on the corner, smile. Because I will find myself not smiling.
Yes. You know, when I speak, and particularly for churches or companies, I tell them that the power of customer service is built in the fact that it starts with a smile. And there's an old Jewish proverb that says, he who cannot smile ought not open a store. And I tell people, you got to smile, whether you got 32, 22, or 2, smile.
I have on my wall, can I read what I have my wall, because I forget things. You know, we're human. We forget who we want to be sometimes. So I have on my wall, lifetime words I choose to live by a master. Love, vivaciousness, vitality, joy, prosperity, pure positive energy, happiness, fun, bliss, abundance, leadership, impact, influence, inspiring, power, determination, mission focus, kicking butt, energetic, enthusiastic, fit and healthy. That is pegging power.
Come on now, that's Pegging Power. I love the fact that you remind yourself every day, here's what I'm about. I'm not going to let the distractions of life do it. I'm going to remind myself, here's what I'm about. I love that. Well, Pegging, let's say you came to DC and you were speaking and Dee and I came over and picked you up and took you over to one of the great universities here in the area, Howard University, American University, my alma mater, or others. And we went to a business class and we have these young wannabe, I want to be successful. You want to be students who want to be great in business and in life. Give me a couple. You got us. If you're going to be successful, give me a few. You got us.
If I'm going to tell you a couple, because I wrote this down for you, for all of you that are listening right now. Here's a couple of you got us. You've got to learn to sell.
Amen.
I got to tell you, your whole life is sales. You're going to be selling yourself for any job that you're going to sell yourself to the girl that you want to date. You're going to sell yourself to the guy you want to date. You're going to sell yourself to get your baby to have vegetables. Yes. You're going to sell in every aspect in your life. So learn how to do it well. There are tons of books there. Jeffrey Gittimer. There's so many books out there about sales. You know, talk to Willie.
Yes. Great sales books.
Got to learn to sell. Even if you're studying philosophy.
Yep. Everybody needs to know how to sell.
Sales is number one. And you really need to know how to persuade people, how to influence people, how to sell yourself and whatever it is you're presenting. Amen. That's number one. Yes. Number two is don't take the baggage with you. I know what a drunk looks like. I know what a drug addict looks like. I know what it's like to be in those situations. Yes. I don't need to take them with me. I make a choice of who I choose to be.
Yes.
Is that what I want or do I want something else? And then I let the baggage off and I forgive and let go.
Amen. Now,
forgiveness doesn't mean I'm letting them in my life.
Right, right, right. Forgiveness means don't forget, but forgive. There you go.
I forgive. Cut. Splice and dice.
Amen.
It is okay for you to splice and dice, to remove people from your life, no matter who they are, who aren't cheering you on.
You got the drainers and sustainers. You want to let the drainers go,
get the sustainers more in your life. Amen.
Absolutely. And you have to be clear to let go of your own draining energy that you put impose on yourself.
That's right.
Write love letters to yourself.
Wow.
Stop writing the letters of my life is miserable and everything is going. No, you're still alive. You're writing. How could it be miserable? I mean, listen, I'm a master's in social work. I'm a therapist. I understand that there are mental disorders, but I'm talking for the average young person and older person. You are responsible to fill your brain with love that was given to you from the Most High, that's given to you by you.
Yes. Love yourself.
I'm not saying it's easy. Trust me. No. That's why you need to listen to Willie Jolly's, you know, his minute message that he has.
Every day, Monday through Friday. WJWOW.com.
Just go to WJWOW.com because you need everybody. I need it. Oh, and for those of you that are driving, I one more thing, Willie, can I share this?
Yes.
Everybody take your finger, or like you have a gun, and now you're running in. Instead of shooting negativity, you shoot to the car. Bing, bing, I'm blessing you. Bing, bing, I am showering prosperity on you. Bing, bing, I'm loving you. I do this all the time in the car. Let me tell you, cars will move out of your way. Things just open up for you when you do bing, bing, I am. Bing, bing, I'm sending you love. I'm sending you caring. I'm sending you a message of hope. I am sending you enthusiasm. You're going to have a great day today. You're going to be awesome.
I love the shooting somebody, not enough negativity, but shooting them some positivity. Woo!
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference in people's lives.
Wow. Folks, you see why I wanted to make sure to have Pagin as my guest. She is incredible, as you can see. But again, where can people reach you, get you to come speak for their organizations? Where can they get you to get your resources and just get into your world? Where do they go?
So there's two places. You go to pagin.com. That's pegine.com. Go there. You sign up. You get my free book. I have my blog post there. Everything that you can possibly need. And if you're a female who wants to speak and you want to grow yourself, Willie has his place. I have my place. Right. You go to Power Women Worldwide. Power Women Worldwide is for women speakers, experts, and authorities who want to be bold, brave, seen, heard, and paid well.
Come on, that paid well. I like when she says that. My dear friend, got to be paid well, and you deserve to be paid well. Amen. Pagin, you are awesome. I'm so glad you made time to be on with me. And I am grateful for our friendship. I'm grateful for you. I love you dearly. And my wife loves you. So thank you for being on with me today.
I love you. And you need to make a promise to me when I come to DC that you are taking me to Howard University and we are going to talk to these kids.
You got a deal. We'll go do it. All right. We'll go do it. I love it. Folks, I want to thank Pagin again. Remember, go to pagin.com. Get in touch with her. Be connected with her and stay connected with her. I also want to thank our friends at Truist again one more time. If you want to get a home at a low down payment, you go to truist.com/mortgage. Truist.com/mortgage. They will help you. There's someone there to help you to grow. And then remember, if you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. I want to encourage you to go to places we talked about, WJWOW.com. Also, a couple weeks ago, I gave away a free book that I did with other speakers called Only the Best on Success. And so many people took advantage of it. So if you just send me an email, info@williejolly.com, info@williejolly.com, say I want the gift book, the gift book. And I heard you on XM. I heard you on the podcast. We'll send it to you. And then go to Jolly Marriage, get the free chapter from our marriage. Oh, by the way, Pagin been married 40
years.
And so you want to go get the free chapter at jollymarriage.com and then join us every Monday night on the Jolly Marriage Show on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, A Jolly Marriage on Twitter, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live. We are there to help marriages and relationships to expand and be enriched and to heal if there's brokenness. Do that every Monday night, 9:00 Eastern. Well, we've had a great day today. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed it. Tell everybody to keep tuning in, turn it on, because we're here to help you do more, be more, achieve more, and have health, wealth, wisdom. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best
is yet to come. Have a great week on purpose. God bless you. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value, and I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to willyjolly.com/billionaire, willyjolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.